and we're joined with our dynamic team with Tim Alexander, who's usually here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, unless we reschedule and move around. One of the most important authors of our time, Dr. Bob Peel, PhD, who's also a nutritionist, but he's also a biblical expert, and he uses the intellectual analysis, and his books are published up on, usually on Amazon. You've got a book that I went to Amazon and I tried to see if I could find it there. I couldn't find it. Barely got the wrong title. But you have 20 points where Trump and Pence are apocalyptic. And so, Dr. Bob, tell us what the book's about. Maybe we can go through some of these points. But people, you mentioned there's a four-day period where people can actually download the book free before there's a small cost. What's the story?
Right. So, anyway, thanks for having me on again, Dr. Bill. The book is called Donald Trump and America's Apocalypse. And it's available at Amazon.
So you go. You don't put your name in yet because I put in your name.
Well, address. You could. No, you could. If you type in my last name, which is T H I E L, and the word Trump, it comes right up. Should be the first thing.
I'm doing that. Oh my gosh, you're absolutely correct. And the date on it is January 16th, 2017, Kindle edition, $0. So you're
correct.
You're a godly Christian man now, putting out for 4 days. It's free. So people can see this, and then they can realize, I call it the Trump-ence of God. I mean, God has a sense of humor to call him Trump and then Pence. The trumpets of God. I mean, let's put this in perspective. Biblical analysis for 50-plus years by good biblical historians and intellects, and going right back to the founders of Protestantism, have actually analyzed and brought out a lot of these issues. You put it together now with your... I guess I don't know the exact title of the Worldwide Church of God that you're doing.
Continuing Church of God.
The Continuing Church of God. That you've done an amazing thing here. So can we go through a couple of these points? We have our co-host here, Tim Alexander, who I'm sure Tim is going to boom in shortly and want to ask you some questions.
I'm here.
Yeah, Tim. Okay, so we're going to let Dr. Bob kind of run most of this because I ranted a lot in the last hour with Gary, Richard, and Arnold, who managed to pop in.
I can't believe that.
You can't. I'm going to try to not rant here. I want to hear from... the 20 points, and I want you to ask a few questions. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, as we said before on this on your program, we don't look for political leaders to save us, but we do know that different political leaders have different approaches and different things. And with Donald Trump, who's to take office tomorrow, at least that's the plan. Basically, there are some things he's going to do which are going to be great. Some things he's going to do that aren't great, and some things he's going to do that might seem great, but then have ramifications.
Absolutely.
And so that's we start with at the get go. As far as Trump goes, before I get into the book, it's actually kind of interesting. So far, you know, four things that I posted at the cogwriter.com website that I said would happen if Donald Trump were elected have already happened.
Yeah.
At least they started to happen. And that ties into what you were asking about the 20 points.
Right.
Now, before I go into those points, you meant something that I want to slightly clarify.
Right.
We are allowed, according to Amazon Kindle, to give the book away for up to 5 days. And okay, Kindle has a couple of rules. If I cannot, for example, electronically give it away other places. If Kindle finds it electronically online, then they'll say I can't use Kindle. Okay, that's their rules. Okay,
right.
So I have to agree to Kindle that the only way I give it away for anything like this is through a Kindle promotion.
Right.
Kindle allows the promotion. And so as far as your listeners go, when this Kindle promotion is free, I mean free, I don't get your name, your mailing list, or anything. I have nothing to do with it, okay?
Right.
I have only thing I have to do with
words,
it is I authorized
it. It's a rule that allows them to use it for marketing the whole Kindle process or getting other books.
Yes.
But you're not in control of it, so you don't have a database to contact people, in other words, is what you're saying.
Right. We're not getting anything. So when we say free, there's no gotcha. Okay?
Right.
I'm not going to get your mailing address, email, or anything. As a matter of fact, I won't know anything except Kindle will eventually tell me how many people downloaded it.
Right.
For free, but that's it. So I just wanted to start with that. So your listeners know, if they do go to Amazon, it's free. It's only going to be
I just downloaded it.
Starting today.
I did it while we were talking. I downloaded it.
Okay. Oh, and that's the other thing. If you don't have a Kindle device, Amazon has a free app that you can download, and then you can download the book for free.
Right.
It's free for the app. It's free to download the book. And so just so everybody realizes, when I say the book is free, I mean the book is free. And it's only free a few days. And this is probably the only time I'm going to be on your show that this book is going to be free. So that's why I thought I'd spend a minute or two before I get into the meat of this to explain that.
Right.
Now, getting back to your question, and, you know, as far as Donald Trump, I do not believe, and you know this already,
right,
that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, okay?
No, he's not.
I flat out said that. He can't be. He's not. And I don't believe the Great Tribulation will occur during the first term of
Donald Trump. No, I totally agree on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So I want to start off with that so people don't think, oh, he's a scaremonger. He's just trying to call people names and kind of stuff. And that's not the case, okay? Anyway, as far as the reasons, one of them we started to talk about a little bit last time I was on. And the first one would be true no matter who was became president of the United States. And that is the idea that God has a 6,000, 7,000-year plan, basically 6,000 years for humanity to rule itself, cut off from God, followed by a 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now, this was a view that early Christians had, and it's the view that people, for example, in the Continuing Church of God still have, and I know people like you have the same view as well.
Oh, yeah.
And
it makes sense.
Now,
it's written on the template of the seven-day week and the day of rest.
Correct. It's there, and it's been there all along. Now, some people think that, well, we have lots and lots and lots of time to go on this, because if you listen to the Jews, I think it's year 5777 or 5776,
yeah.
I should remember which one it is. It's one or the other. And that is an error. I've gone through
it's a big error that they've actually, rabbis made a long time ago. That error completely throws off the schedule, which even I think the Irish bishop actually calculated at least closer, but the Jews are way off, aren't they?
Yeah, and some have speculated that they made the mistakes on purpose. Some have speculated that they made a mistake on their dating, because otherwise, with the 70 weeks of Daniel, etc., it would have pointed too close to Jesus being the Messiah. And because of that, they changed the chronology of the Persian kings and whatever. And I don't want to go into a lot of that in this part, but but just at the get-go, we're very close to the end of this 6,000 years.
Right.
We don't know precisely when that will end, and I'll make just a few minor points about that. One is most people were not born on their father's birthdays. Now, I know that sounds silly, but if you look at the Bible, it says this guy begat this guy, and then he was so old, he begat this guy, etc. Okay? So it's not, and so people say, well, we just add all that up. They say, well, people weren't really born on the same day that their fathers were born, and so you've got that. You've also got some fact that there, when you see the reigns of the kings in the Old Testament, that sometimes there were dual reigns. There would be two kings at the same time, to give the younger king a chance to start to do something while his father was still alive, etc. So we don't know exactly, but we're pretty sure it has to be this century, and probably next decade, and maybe the decade after, but probably next decade, but we don't know that for certain. But presuming it's, let's say, next decade, anybody who would become president of the United States is going to be apocalyptic, because he or she is going to take actions that, whether they intended to or not, I'm sure, I mean, people don't intentionally take actions to cause the Great Tribulation to begin, at least no one who's at least somewhat sane. All right? Anyway, because of that, that's the first reason. So that one's an easy reason. People understand that if they accept the 6,000 years. And I should have sent you a link to my article about the 6,000 years. I know I sent you a link that you can put up on your site for people to get the book for free. By the way, they can also
send
buy
me that link. I'll have
it
posted up, too, so they can get access.
Yeah, so I'll send you an article about the 6,000 years. It's got calculations. It's got scriptures. It's got stuff. It's got Jewish scholars. It's got other scholars. It goes through all that to give you an idea roughly about when that's going to be. So anyway, that's the first. Now, the second one is something that sounds extremely logical if you live in the United States.
Right.
And that's number two. Donald Trump supports the idea that other nations should arm themselves and not expect the United States to take care of everything for them. Okay? And that sounds logical, except that he's also indicated he would be supportive of a type of Arabic confederation consistent with something the Bible calls a group that would be led by somebody called the King of the South, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 40 to 43. He specifically said he wants, if you go to his positions, he specifically said, look, we've got to deal with this ISIS crisis. And one of the ways we're going to do this, we're going to get the Arabs and others in the Middle East together and have them go and do whatever. And look, I'm not going to defend
I call that neo-Ottomanism, which is, by the way, Erdogan supports that, where the Turkish neo-Ottoman Empire would control through this, his best buddy is considering himself the Mahdi. And this is, by the way, supported by Donald Trump, which is that a group of reasonable nations we can deal with will get rid of extreme Islam. And they'll actually then collaborate to have an overall control system. So I agree, this is what one of the side effects of what he's going to do.
Yeah, now your comment about Turkey is interesting. Let me digress for a second. The first time I was in Turkey, which is, let's say, 26 years ago, plus or minus, we're going on a tour, we're on a bus, and there's a Turk who's talking, and the average American probably doesn't realize this, but the Turks believe that we caused World War I. We entered World War I to take the empire away from Turkey, that all the problems we've had with the Middle East is because Turkey does not rule the Arabs, and that they need to do that again.
Right.
And we
just came
out of the blue.
That's kind of self-serving, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm sitting here listening to this, let's say 26 years ago, and it's like, there's definitely an attitude here that they'd like to reunite the Islamic world. They'd like to have a caliphate, and they think they should be in charge of it. Now, biblically, I don't believe the Turks will be in charge of it. I think, actually, my reading of Daniel 11 is they'll actually betray it, but they'll become part of it at first. But Donald Trump, again, it seems logical. Look, what the Islamic State is doing is horrific. Okay, what they do to women, what they do to territory, what they do to anybody. Okay.
Yeah, you know, Erdogan's made the statement that the Islamic State is supported by America and the CIA. And then, in fact, he's got photographic and video evidence of that. And he stated it a few weeks ago and then again last week. So people need to understand that even Erdogan, a Muslim, in Turkey is saying America under Obama is misbehaving and that the CIA are actually supporting the Islamic State that, by the way, attacked their airport recently. And the CIA, along with Gulen, which is, again, the American version of of a Mahdi, or one who claims to be the Mahdi, the final leader of Islam, is working with the CIA to actually do regime change. So, you know, that's why he's moving into this new orbit, not only of Russia and Iran, but he's also moving into the orbit of Donald Trump, which is why they've just jumped over Obama. And Donald is a deal maker. He wants to make a deal because he said, if I can deal with this collective of nations that will stop extreme Islam and stabilize and there's no regime change, because he doesn't want to do regime change, which is troops on the ground and trillions of dollars wasted, he's going to do it. Which means
I understand.
The Mahdi and a trans-Arab, trans-Islamic superstate is going to happen.
Correct. And again, as I said, this is something that sounds logical. It certainly is logical. And if I was
on a business side,
well, guys, I would say that if you look at the writings of that World War II general Albert Pike, who was a leading Satanist in America in the late 1800s, that you know, he talks about the Third World War and the battle between the Mujahideens, the Muslims, and the Christians. And what you're kind of talking about also very much fits into that realm. That is that, there will be a major Muslim power established, and the Christians will do battle against the Muslims. I think we're being set up for that, among other things, in Europe with this virtual invasion of a couple million Muslims, mostly about 80% military-age Muslims, and the rapes and the robberies and everything else terrorizing the people from one end of Europe to the other.
With, by the way, the collaboration of the European Union and the Vatican.
Correct. And
well, the European Union is central to it. The Vatican is certainly supporting it because the current Pope is very much a globalist.
Right.
He's a globalist. Now, one of the other things, though, that you mentioned, Pike, that got me to thinking is that there are actually Islamic prophecies, by the way, that in Islam, they have a prophecy that they're going to actually make a peace deal with the Roman Catholics, basically.
Well, it's happening,
yeah,
in fact.
Well,
that
happened yet.
Yeah. Well, parts of it have. They've had the preliminary parts, like last week, the Vatican met with the Palestinian state saying they should have statehood.
Correct.
And last week, 72 nations met with John Kerry. Literally, the only thing that was a stumbling block was the idea that someone in the Trump administration is talking about moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and the Muslims want to have East Jerusalem as Al-Quds, which is their capital of the new Islamic State and the Caliphate.
Well, anyway, getting back to the whole peace deal thing, the Muslims have a prophecy that they're going to make a peace deal, similar to what we read about in the book of Daniel, like Daniel 9, verse 27.
Right.
The other part that's similar is the Muslims believe that the leader of the European Catholics is going to break the deal in the middle of it, and then the Antichrist will reign until Jesus returns. And if you go through Daniel chapter 11, you find that, hey, the deal gets broken. And it actually says in Daniel 9:27, the deal's going to get broken around the time Antichrist is going to reign. So that's interesting. Of course, they don't see Jesus the way we do. They think he's going to do something else.
But they have things that are
God.
They often have things that are parallel, though. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Right.
They're parallel in some strange way.
Yes. So they've got
Remember that Muhammad basically stowed or took from Christianity and Judaism some elements that he incorporated into his man-made religion.
He's helped dramatically. People need to realize it wasn't Syriac or Orthodox Christianity. It was Roman Catholicism and specific priests and emissaries from the Vatican that helped the fledgling Muhammad. Even his first wife was a Catholic. People don't know that. And
Let
me finish. Jonathan Gray made a statement on this that repeatedly, he just did it yesterday on Wednesday's show, that it was the Catholic Church that assisted not only to create this Islamic Horde, but had them attack non-Roman Catholic Christians like Ethiopian Christians and Egyptian Christians that weren't under the control of the Vatican. So Islam was created, and even the weapon systems bought and made in Europe for the Muslims were delivered by the Vatican to Islam. People need to know that.
Well, going to the next point, to Islam, again, Donald Trump will do some things. Now, probably the first big negative about him personally on my list of 20 would be the fact that he says he loves debt. And the Bible says that debt is a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And now Donald Trump has proposed infrastructure and other projects that are expected to increase the debt. Now, unlike when Barack Obama proposed so-called shovel-ready jobs, and that didn't happen, I do believe that it's more likely under a Trump administration that we will actually see some infrastructure projects actually take place.
Oh, yeah.
But that will still tend to increase the debt. And the Bible warns at the appointed time of the end, in the book of Habakkuk, that we will have a problem with debt. And while Mr. Trump's got economic proposals, which hopefully will help the United States economy and help reduce some of the debt, I don't believe he will be able to reverse enough of the debt to stop Habakkuk from being fulfilled. Okay?
Let me add something in there that's really important people understand. The globalists, they're not concerned about debt. 90% of currency on the planet is either physical or virtual U.S. Federal Reserve note dollars of all currencies. And so when they add $1 trillion of debt, it's like it's not going to inflate the currency. If we get a cold, the rest of the world gets double pneumonia or cardiac arrest. What Donald Trump is saying is, just like the Chinese over the last 5-6 years, they've increased infrastructure $500 billion in infrastructure, it's actually increased the economy. Recent analytical reports show that. Now, so the reason why I say this is because the globalists, including the people that are manipulating behind the scenes Donald Trump, is they want to blow up the world economy in debt, the debt bomb, and they want to replace it with virtual cash and a system that is based on the Virtual World Project, which I saw the central node at Schriever Air Force Base, and it's in America. And now it's integrated and connected to every other financial system, including Swiss fund transfers, overnight transfers of money, and the $40 billion that Putin has are in Western banks that are totally controlled under the same European-American system of the Federal Reserve. So people need to realize, although he's going to blow up debt, don't assume that the economy is going to go away or the superpower of America and Europe are going to go away, that they're going to see the rise of Fortress Europe as an ally of America. And the rise of Fortress Europe means at some future date, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, it will become the prescient superpower on Earth. And they'll even overshadow America.
And that leads to number 4. And the fourth item that I have on the list And again, these are all in the book. I mean, your listeners can go to Amazon, Kindle, type in T-H-I-E-L and Trump. It'll come up. It's free for the next few days. The whole list is there. And number four is that Donald Trump has encouraged increased military spending by the Europeans. And, of course, American taxpayers see this and say, well, this is finally about time. Look, there are 28 nations in NATO. The United States spends 100% of all the military budgets together, all 28 together. The United States is at 70%. So the other 27 combined, all they spend on the military is less than half the United States, and their combined economy is bigger than the United States. The United States is spending twice as much.
Right.
So from a pure taxpayer standpoint, it's like, oh, yeah, of course, that makes sense. You know, Donald Trump, you're right. The Europeans will spend enough. But there's two issues with that. One, you alluded to it, and that is ultimately the Bible shows the peace power in Europe is going to rise up. I'll mention Revelation 13, verses 1 through 10, that talks about, you know, who's like the beast, who's make war with them. And basically, if you read the first few verses, it looks like Europe was written off, and it was. Nobody thinks they're really going to do it, but the Bible says it will.
Yeah.
Secondly, is when people start...
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars.
Alexander. So, Dr. Bob, please continue.
Okay, we were in the middle of the fourth item, and
right.
That is, even though Donald Trump is not in office, hasn't done anything in office yet because he's not there,
right.
Even when he was running, we saw complaints from European leaders, and I've never seen the Europeans complain about a potential U.S. president so much as we've seen one complain about Donald Trump.
Right.
And then when Donald Trump got elected, that upset them more. And what we're hearing is more and more calls in Europe that they need to get closer together. They need greater unity. They cannot rely on the United States for the military forever. Now, the reality is, you know, the Europeans do need U.S. military protection, okay? And they recognize that. But the time will come when they will feel that they don't need it. And that's dangerous, and that's when biblical prophecies will be fulfilled.
By the way, there are space-based weapon systems, and our European satellite system is totally integrated with American. What people have to understand is that these nations will have, with the rise of nationalism, like Le Pen is surging ahead on Drudge, now ahead in the polls. She says she's going to pull out of the European Union and NATO. No. What's going to happen is the rise of nationalism, so that they will have a federal state, a United States of Europe, much like America, where there's state powers and sovereignty, and there's national powers, including a common military force, which is German, Italian, French, etc., Austrian. And this country right now is 530 million. It doesn't even include Turkey. If Turkey's included, this will balloon to well over 600 million people. This is a very big, powerful nation with very advanced technology. The Hadron Collider, the manufacturing capacity of the superstate Germany, who in a matter of a couple of years could rebuild a giant military with the most advanced weapon systems in history. So when people say they don't understand this, the criticism of Trump is going to energize the rise of superstate Europe, which even prophetic analysts have said is without Britain, because in fact, until Brexit happened and the election of Trump, the rise of superstate Europe, which is not the European Union, just where Brussels has all these administrative controls, it's the rise of the United States of Europe, which is a new rising superpower.
Well, you may be right, but you cannot necessarily make that conclusion based on current events. Current events indicate that a large segment of the European population is moving away war and austerity fascism agenda.
No. Tim, forget that. Okay. Let me explain what I'm saying. In Italy, in France, they're going to have a rise of a lot more autonomy of national powers, but they're going to have a common defense force, a common border, a common security perimeter. In other words, there'll be national issues, just like in America, where there's state issues. So nationalism will rise at the same time. They will unify on a transnational basis. So you'll see a lot more nationalism. You'll see more cultural nationalism. You'll see the end of the hierarchy of Muslims coming into the country, like in Germany, with the rise of opposition to Merkel. But at the same time, you're not going to see a breakdown to individual little nations, states. That you're going to see a unification of the United States of Europe, which the Bible has made very clear has to happen before the end times is culminated.
A reorganization of Europe will come. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to come, and they're going to have more nationalism, but there will also be more transnationalism, a United States of Europe where there's federal powers and state powers and no longer
Europe.
Sounds
like the Rothschilds lose but really win.
They always win. Remember, they play both sides of the table, just like the fight promoters.
Well, that's for sure.
I call the Rothschilds are the Don King of the New World Order.
Visit our website.
Somebody asked Don, they said, Don, who's going to win today? This is before, I think it was Muhammad Ali and Foreman were out there, and he says, I'm going to win. How could you be so certain? He said, because I promoted both fighters. And I thought, this guy is really funny. And he supports, by the way, Trump. So Don King is there, and he thinks, yeah, that's what the Rothschilds do. They got plan A, and they got plan B, plan C, and plan D. So if plan A doesn't work because it's too noxious like Hillary Clinton, they got plan B, they got Donald Trump there, which is very palatable, because meaning he knows he's a reality TV guy. Even though he's got potty mouth and he's a bit vile, you know, he's palatable.
Well, you know, they can use Trump even if he's not their boy. They can manipulate things.
Of course, they're manipulating with even a lot of the people that he's put in his power, not only in his cabinet, but also the people who are going to work in government. And not just that, the corporations, as if he's got ultimate power. When he talks to Ford or BMW, don't build a plant in Mexico, he's talking to transnational corporate boards that ultimately are tied to secret agencies.
You, your husband,
so, you know, I agree totally.
When you have one family, the Rothschilds, with an estimated worth of somewhere between 500 and 800 trillion with a T, and many others of the 30 families, that they count their wealth not in the billions, but in the trillions.
Yeah, but they're
not such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
About Europe, and we were going to finish the fifth point, if I could.
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
And that was consistent with what, in a sense, both of you were saying. First, I want to make it clear. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 41 to 43, it says the Europeans aren't going to stick that well. There'll be some who really want to and some who don't.
Right.
Okay, so that is political reality, and that's way it currently is.
That basically was clay and iron. That's the description of a empire that's made like the feet of the Roman feet, which are two sides of this empire. By the way, the eastern side is based in Turkey, which is the capital of Constantinople. Remember now, it says two legs, which means ultimately Turkey will be part of this final empire, doesn't it?
And Turkey's going to support it, yes. And again, yes. It was Constantinople, which is now called Istanbul. And right. I've actually been to the Hagia Sophia, which was the world's largest building. It's a big church over there from the time of around...
It's holy wisdom, by the way.
Yes, holy wisdom, right, that's what it means in English.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the other thing that's going to happen, and we don't know that it'll be called the United States of Europe, but we do know, according to the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 12 to 13, that it says 10 kings who don't have a kingdom are going to get one. They're going to get some kind of power. They're going to reorganize, and they're going to give it to another leader. Well, whether they call it the European Union, the United States of Europe, or
whatever.
I have no idea. Okay.
Right.
We know the Bible says it's going to change. The way it currently is not the way it will be.
Right.
Now, as you and I discussed it toward the beginning of this, that's not going to happen in the next two or three years, okay?
No. It could take a decade or two.
Moving in that direction.
Right.
But it's not there yet. So I don't want people to think we're saying, you're saying it's going to happen just about now. We're not. We're saying it's going to happen, and every now and then in the news we see things that are consistent with it. When we hear the European leaders saying, well, it's naive to rely... I think we can rely on the United States to defend us forever. And that's what Angela Merkel said, I think, Sunday or Monday. And other leaders are going up and saying that. So the Europeans want to take steps, but they will continue to, quote, benefit whatever way they can for the United States as long as they can.
Right.
And the United States will allow that. Ultimately, it will end up not being good. But in the interim, it's fine. Look, I go to Europe all the time. I like going to Europe. Okay. But ultimately, it's going to switch.
Right. Now, I want to give a real simple business model here, and Trump is always a negotiator. When he talked about, and this sneaked out during his campaign, that he was going to proliferate nuclear weapons, what he really was saying, and he kind of backtracked and pivoted on it, was we already have our weapons stationed in Taiwan 20 miles from the China coast, and the One China policy garbage, which he doesn't believe in until he negotiates, and in South Korea. Okay, because South Korea is the target of the greatest number of tube rocket forces on the planet, so they can decimate Seoul, which is one of the largest cities on Earth, really quickly, and Japan. And all what he's going to do, basically, simply give them a bill. He said, don't fire until the Joint Chiefs of Staff say it's time to fire. So the same with the Europeans and NATO. He's saying we've got to repivot to say we're going to deal with terrorism, but he just wants them to pay their fair share of it, and they're, of course, using it as an excuse to build up their own transnational forces in Europe, which is going to happen over the next 4 to 8 to 10, 12 years plus. And so the tribulation isn't going to happen yet. There's a number of players and things on the scene that haven't happened that are right in the Bible that interprets itself that tells you it's not going to be in the first or even second term of Trump. He's laying the groundwork for not only the rise of superstate Europe, but the refurbishing of America with a super powerful anti-missile system, a super powerful economy and collective financial systems that will assist the rise of superstate Europe to make it the most powerful nation with the two legs, one of them based in Turkey, which means Turkey will be part of the European Union of this vile empire. And the Turkic empire and the Turkic nations, by the way, that are siphoning in population to go to Turkey from former Soviet Union, five of them, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, etc., so that the population of Europe will, over the next, say, 10, 20 years, be significantly Islamified. People need to know that's going to happen, even if they kind of tone it down. A number of the technicians, bus drivers, laborers, and so on through Europe, long before the current situation in Europe, have come from Turkey. If you go to Germany or elsewhere, there's a ton of Turks. And as Turkey continues to manipulate with what's going on now, they're going to have to take a greater and greater seat in a larger European empire. That's just the two legs of the Roman Empire, the clay and iron, where they're not going to cling to each other. It's not surprising that you're going to see a lot of anti-Muslim, anti-Turkic kind of beliefs. At the same time, they're going to be collaborating with them.
Well, two things to slightly disagree with one and a little stronger on the other. The first part is that I'm unwilling to say it can't happen in a second Trump term. I'm very willing to go out and say it can't happen in the first term.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see what happens. We need to see what happens in the first term.
I just think it's going to take longer for them to.
It can't happen in the second.
The reason why I say that is because if you talk to people that are in the military, and I work with them for most of my career, the amount of time required for lead time for Germany to rebuild the military and transnational forces, it's going to take probably 12 to 16, 20 years. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take
a while. We'll see. Again,
if it happens, it'll be a miracle because it's unlikely. You remember the rise of Nazi Germany, the First and Second Reich, the rise of the Fourth Reich, which is basically a primarily German-based military manufacturing and military machine, could happen again quicker. And I'm not going to dismiss that, but it's most likely going to happen after at least two terms of Trump. It's more likely to say. I'll just say.
Yeah, great. Okay, I could accept that, but I couldn't.
I'm not going to say anything absolutely. I'm just speculating.
Happens, right?
I'm speculating, okay. But the first term is unlikely, very unlikely.
All right. On the second point, when I look at the Book of Revelation and see about all the world worshiping the beast, I see that even for a short time, Muslims will be temporarily enamored by what happens. Now, they're going to rebel, okay, but I see the Muslims will at least temporarily put up with some stuff. So as far as Turkey goes, as I said, when I look at the scriptures regarding the King of the South and who supports the King of the South, I see that Turkey appears to do it, but when it comes down to it, they will betray the King of the South to the King of the North. So in other words, you're correct that Turkey will end up being a European ally, but we may see in the next several years that it looks like they're not. But I agree that ultimately they will be that. Okay, yeah. So that was we've gotten through the first five of my 20.
Wow, that's pretty good. And we still have another 10 minutes of this segment and five of the next. So rock and roll.
All right. Well, here's one where you and I agree and we disagree. Okay, we agree with the first part, which is that Donald Trump is greedy, prideful. We agree with that. Here's where we have a disagreement. He claims to be a Christian. You agree with that. But he said he never repented. And in my view, he had to repent to be a Christian, amongst others.
No, I agree with you, actually, on that. I'm saying he has a superficiality like a lot of American Christians. In fact, I made the sarcastic statement that in America, even the devil is a Christian. So you have to understand...
that's sadly probably true as far as the media is concerned.
Right. So what I'm saying here is, a person has a form of godliness, even a white hat Royal Arch Mason, they can do good things and do things that are right in their own eyes, but the definition of good is to hear and do God's will, which is the first thing you have to do as a Christian is repent and put your
Correct.
Will unto the subservience of the Most High God. So I agree with you. I call him a baby Christian or introductory Christian, but until he actually walks with God and shows God respect and repents publicly, for example, repents publicly about his previous stances on abortion, or his previous potty mouth and so on, because that can't be disputed. There are actual audio records
right.
out there. So I agree with you. I think the problem is that Trump is basically a man who is good in his own eyes and doing good because
Correct.
He's a white hat, Royal Arch, Scottish Rite Freemason, just like the founders of America who use what I call Luciferic white or order out of chaos to create a nation that's the refounded form of the New Atlantis, like the Voynich document of Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Victoria I.
Well, anyway, my final point in point six was simply without national... Without national repentance, and I won't quote the scriptures here, but without national repentance, the United States is doomed. I mean, you've got a president who doesn't think he has to actually ever repent. You know, that's not great. All right, the next one, you alluded to this other one earlier. This is point number seven.
Right.
And that is that Donald Trump doesn't seem to realize the inherent dangers for the United States to rely on Europe's upcoming Galileo system for part of our own military defense. As we've discussed on this before, when the Europeans proposed Galileo, the Americans and the Brits were opposed to it because they were afraid it could be used by enemies of the United States to attack the United States. Yet Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama embraced it, and we now, instead of buying and paying for more of our own satellites to come up, we're going to be relying on part of Europe's GPS system. Now, Europe's still having problems with GPS. It's not live yet, completely
right.
live yet.
Do you know who told me that in classified hearings? Were employees that were my patients at the Schriever Air Force Base and U.S. Space Command. So I totally agree, and I have classified access information which fits exactly what you're saying. It's crazy and stupid for us to integrate with Europe now, especially in flux, which over the next 10 or 20 years might become Islamified or maybe led by some crazies that actually now double the population of the United States. That's a beast empire that now is refurbished to military. And remember, Germany has this massive, amazing capacity to develop new technology and manufacturing plants and switch it from making BMW cars and Mercedes to making tanks and aircraft and everything else. So we need to realize that there's a nascent empire rising here that may literally, basically overshadow America. And the fact that we're integrated with Galileo is stupid and dangerous, and that's a fact.
Well, I would say, as a person that's been involved in this for 35 years with aerospace design bureaus, leading-edge, state-of-the-art work, I would say America is the great industrial high-tech powerhouse. Unfortunately, the Department of Defense has largely excluded itself from all the stuff that's happening in California and elsewhere around the world. serving the handful of the big military industrial contractors and keeping the innovators out. And it's gotten so bad, and this is one area I totally agree with the Justice Committee, McCain. It is so horrific, our procurement and research and development. It costs a fortune, and we don't get anything for that fortune.
I knew one of the engineers that was actually in Colorado. It was a friend of mine that was actually working on the Joint Strike Fighters, one of the contract design engineers. And he said it was like building an elephant, and it was designed in such a way that the whole thing would be a mess. So it's now what's called a very, very poor, limping weapons platform that couldn't compete with a 30-year-old Russian jet from the 1970s.
It's You're ridiculous. Talking about the F-35?
Right, the Joint Strike Fighter.
Yeah.
So what's going on right now?
Well, one of the things it needs is a new engine, a better engine. They took the base plane and loaded it down with thousands of pounds, and now it can't out-dog fight a MiG.
Do you know what was happening? One of my buddies told me the actual carbon fiber from the wings was shooting into the engine so they couldn't go to top velocity. So it was stripping off when they went to high velocity, so especially the kind of barrel turns they can do.
That's something you should have discovered in testing long before you got to the point
Trump is going to fix some of that, but it's going to take one or two terms. But the real issue is that a lot of the things Trump's going to do, including making a safety with Mike Pompeo, is going to set up the surveillance state. They're not just going to be just surveilling Muslims, which they're all freaked out about, saying it's racist and against freedom of religion. It's going to survey all of us. And eventually, an administration that turns all the way dark, that doesn't have a white knight, Royal Arch Freemason running the country, that is completely satanic and evil as hell, you know, then we're really in trouble with all this power, financial, military, and otherwise, integrated with Europe, this new super state. This is really dangerous. And people don't understand it, do they?
Well, they don't see, they don't see what's going on. One other comment I just simply mentioned, as far as the procurement situation with the U.S. military, that's a disaster. I'm former military, and I also worked for two defense contractors in my younger days.
And
It is a disaster, okay? And when people hear about, $600 toilet seats, if you saw what you had to go through,
the Joint Strike Fighter should cost no more than $30 to $40 million, and it's $220 million for a stripped down version of the Joint Strike Fighter. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot that should be reformed. We'll see how much gets done.
That's what's also going to make America much more powerful, like the three levels of the theater air defense, THAAD, U.S. Space Command's interferometry field in the upper troposphere with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and interferometry waves to destroy ICs of incoming missiles. And finally, the missile-to-missile Tesla death ray system to literally vaporize a missile coming in from near space. Those things, if Trump actually puts in place, will make America incapable of being attacked and our allies. And that's going to be another step.
Well, and there are some methodologies that could be employed that could deploy multiple heavy divisions from any one point on Earth to any other one point on Earth in a matter of hours.
If it's fully implemented, it will make America and Europe, because everything's being totally shared with their allies, it'll make America and Europe and our allies completely impervious to nuclear attack. And I think that it can happen in the two terms which I see coming up with Trump. If this happens, it means not only do we have pressing financial control, but we are untouchable.
Well,
except
the
we're sharing it
always,
with Europeans.
Who is we? Because right now, the United States has not been controlled by the American public.
Of course not. It's never
controlled by the globalists.
It's not going to be controlled in the future either. It'll be globalists that run Europe, and Europe will be Islamified with Turkey. It'll have globalist leaders that don't have our interests in mind. And of course, they'll have the space shield integrated with Galileo. So.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because part of the whole populist kind of revolution that Trump and others have been so involved in is to take this power away from the existing people behind the curtain, behind the throne.
You're going to see a parallel. You're going to see populism and the rise of some national issues and national control over culture and immigration, etc., but there's going to be transnational issues that are going to, in a sense, trump that. And that means the rise of superstate Europe and a transnational military and strategic armed force, including Space Command. And if you go to Space Command, the director said, we control all areas, presence in space, in near space, on the oceans, and under the oceans. And they even had torsion field imaging to actually image Russian submarine-launched missile systems that can be a mile or two under the water, or the Silurian Trench off of Japan, and they can see them. So, what Dr. Bob Teal is putting in place here is biblically what's known for centuries now, that the rise of Fortress Europe has to and will happen. It's happening faster from Brexit and Trump than anything else. And it's one of the final end time signs. It's amazing.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Back with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Bob, we should get you back on weekly for a while, especially in the first, I'd say, 100 days of the administration of Donald Trump, because we've come to an agreement, and I've been analyzing it. I don't see a lot of repentance in Trump. I see him as a good man, but again, that's superficiality, because we don't know his personal relationship with the Most High God, but there's no public repentance. transitioning.
He said he didn't really have a personal relationship. So.
Yeah, he made a public statement, and he says, "Well, the Bible's really good. I think it's a coffee table Bible. I don't think it's a Bible that he goes to sleep with."
I don't think he thinks he has to actually live by what it says. Now, one thing, since we just got a couple of moments, just again to mention to your listeners, because this is the only time that this book will probably ever be free,
right?
Is that the book came out. Today's the first day it was available free. Technically, I think Amazon had it that we put it on the 16th, but it takes them 2 days to approve it. So I approved it yesterday, and I told them, start the free promotion as soon as possible, which started today. So for 5 days, if people go to Amazon.com, type in T-H-I-E-L, that's my last name,
right.
H is silent, T-H-I-E-L, and put the word Trump, the book is going to come up. Amazon, you've got two ways. You can buy the book itself if you want a hard copy for $12.99, but you can go to Amazon Kindle, and you don't have to have a Kindle device. It's 100% free. And they'll give you an app that you can just get it if you don't have a Kindle. So you can just get the book for free. We had time to barely go through 7 of the 20 reasons my book lists why Donald Trump is apocalyptic. It doesn't even go into all the other scriptures and everything else that we've got about prophecies and stuff and end times as ever.
Yeah, but that's
it's all
get you back
free
to,
on that
to
book.
Kind of, to go over some of these things, but you get the book. You know, it's really important to get the reading. And, you know, God wants us to be the sons of Issachar, which means study the Bible to be approved, read the intellectual things that it interprets itself, and realize that we are living in the end times, and these are the birth pangs. And I agree with you. I don't think that, the end's going to come in the first term of Trump, but it could happen in the second. I mean, if the Germans are really efficient and the French and the Italians are coming together with a unified force. But we do know that there's two legs to the unholy Roman Empire, and it is clay and iron, which means there's going to be parts not cling to the other parts. And we know this rise of this fortress final empire is the final empire that's going to show up before the end. And it's interesting that the left leg is the Constantinople leg that became the head of the Orthodox Church, but later became the head capital of Istanbul, of the Ottoman Empire, that for hundreds of years actually ruled. And Jonathan Grace had a great analysis to show the actual prophetic lines of the Ottoman Empire. The Neo-Ottoman, the latest Neo-Ottoman is Erdogan, and his friend is claiming to be the Mahdi, and they support the idea of a peace treaty in the Middle East, which the Europeans met last week. So everything's coming together, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
It's correct, but
things
are
going to start rolling up. Yeah.
You know, Jesus said to watch and pray, that you be counted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. He didn't say, well, if it's going to be at least 4 years, don't watch or pray. There's also prophecies that warn people, for example, the book of Zephaniah, to gather together before the decree is issued. It may be protected from the hour of trial that's going to come on.
Exactly. World. In other words, studying these things
now,
is important.
Don't wait.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, as I always try to say at the end, folks, get right with God, because this is the most important thing that any human being can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
Yeah, actually. And by the way, we should do some videos on this, too, if you can. Drop me an email. We'll get a date set for next week or the week after. We've got to continue for this 100 days. You've done some amazing work, and I really appreciate your military and analytical help there, Tim. The fact is,
thank you.
This isn't a conspiracy theory. These facts are facing us, and God is kind enough to give us lots of warning before the time of the end.
Yes.
Lots of warning. Praise the Most High God.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.